Thank you for joining us this Tuesday afternoon. The Lord's been giving Brother Freedom a message, and we've got to let the Holy Ghost do his thing, because God only lets it out as the Holy Ghost pours it. Brother Freedom does not think messages up. The Lord gives him maybe a word or a thought or something, and then the Holy Spirit takes over. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We have so much to thank you for. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Father, thank you for touching Brother Freedom. And we just thank you, Lord, for your healing touch. And we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, I just thank you this day. I thank you for the unction that you give. I thank you that just one breath of you is stronger than the whole world. And you can take a nobody that's like me and do wonders. Boy, you're sure going to do wonders today, because I'm a zero. I want the people out there to know I'm a zero today. Been hurting real bad. I've been very trying times, but the Spirit of God's with me through it all. Father, I pray for a mighty strength, but most of all, I pray for thy mighty unction that will do the work from heaven, that you move on the hearts of your people with clearness, with great power, with great strength. Father, set them free, those who are bound, and Father, those that are without you this day, I pray that they accept you as their personal Savior. They might learn to walk in victory, because your precious word says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And that alone has to be victory to child of God. If you're not in victory, you're not going to be an overcomer at that day. Father, I just pray in Jesus' name, touch the hearts of your people in a mighty way. Lord, I praise you this day. Thank you this day for the blessings of the Lord maketh rich. You add no sorrow with it. I just praise God this way. I praise him. Hallelujah. Come and see, glory to God, you're wonderful, Father God. And I praise you, there's victory in you this day. There's blessings this day. What makes me so happy is I know it has to be you, because 20 minutes ago I couldn't hardly walk or talk or nothing else. And you're so mighty. And you're taking nobody to put your spirit in, does your will. And I know out there, if you'll listen to these words, they'll do the impossible. You'll think it's impossible. It'll do the impossible. It'll set you free. He'll heal you. If you listen to these messages, he'll heal your body. Whatever the need is, the Holy Ghost will touch your heart. And then he might baptize you too, that you might be strengthened with a great power. The anointing breaks the yoke. And the Holy Ghost is here. He's that time, and I believe he can touch you right after this night. That you would just say that you, yes, some of you are at nighttime, but some of you are in the daytime. I pray that you'll electrify with your power in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Man has got so wise in these last days that he's got to the place of he knows a lot. And he does. But it's by himself. And the Lord says it is nothing. It's just a subtraction to that which he might have had with it before he gets in his heart. He totally loses everything. Because in it, it saturates what Spirit of God has left in you. It saturates the will of God. It saturates the blessing. See, when we become saved, we're at that time pliable, the Spirit of God. Hopefully somebody's praying for us, but the Bible says we can't even be saved unless the Spirit draws. At that time, it should be such a profitable time. It should be just a blessed time. But each one of us at that time have a possibility of ruling and reigning with God forever and ever. He said that we'll even be kings and priests. Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. There's a lot of possibilities. Only you will complete it. If you don't seek for it, you sure not find it. But it's there. It's theirs. I'm amazed why the last 30 years I've sought the Lord. Nobody else, very few people, I was seeking the Lord in the way I was seeking for the Lord. Because in the Word, God says to come out from this world way back there and be separate. We don't have to sit out here and just get beat to death by Satan and then brag about it, because we're such a rugged individual in ourselves that we think we need to be commended. The commandment don't come from you. It don't come for you. It comes from God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. The Comforter is the Comforter of God's Spirit. He comes to bless you. He comes to satisfy you. He comes to make you over in the name of Jesus. It's all through Jesus. He moves through the things of Jesus. He magnifies Jesus to you that you might start learning to walk hearing from heaven. He says, my sheep know my voice. They come by call, and a stranger they did not know. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. He sure does. Anytime that God touches you, you just brace yourself, because the enemy's going to be knocking at your door very shortly. And he's going to tempt you somehow. Unless you'll be wise, pray. You just use the Word of God and learn to use the Word of God defensively against the enemy. Defensively. It's all through the Word of God, but the 91st Psalm, really good spot. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under. You can claim that. No evil shall fall thee. You can act on that. So that's from God. And, oh Lord, yes, you can start walking in faith, believing. And no evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. Your dwelling is where you live at. You can claim victory where in your house. You can claim there's no evil. I don't want no sickness coming there. And I'm very careful who I let come in my house. Because wrong spirits and some people. You need His power. Powerful as God Himself. But you need to be aware of these things. That we need His strength. His covering. The hour that we live in, there's troublesome times. The Bible says perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their self, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient. All these things are activated right now. Blasphemers, disobedient, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers. How many times have people accused somebody of something they don't even know anything about? They're just accusing anyway, a false accuser. We need to walk in victory. The Bible says, by words we're snared, or by their justifying. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Whose sight? The Lord's sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The Bible says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. The Bible says, life and death, the power of the man that loveth shall eat the fruit thereof. The fruit, we as God's people, it can be a blessing or it can be a curse. Just direction what our heart's working. If our heart is justified by faith, it's going to be a blessing. If we pray through and say pray through, it's going to be a blessing. But we get out here and sort of act like the world acts and with them a lot of things, your heart's going to be, you're going to be not blameless, you're going to be at blame many times. You're going to be a reproach, not a blessing. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, shall strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. God is looking to bless you. Someone out there, you're not going to hack this old word like body like Brother Freeman's got right now, because I went through this because we're all you are. I want you to know that you can have power in the Lord. You can have strength in the Lord. If you want real power, you just pray until God gives you the power of the Holy Ghost. And then keep active. Don't let it get to your head. Don't let Satan come in and take it from you. But you just activate yourself in the Spirit. I've never seen any great things happen only in the Spirit. There's nothing happens in the natural. It happens through the Spirit. I could tell countless times, mighty, mighty blessing. You know, I thought about, I get around Christians, they don't want to hear nothing about it. I tell them, I got something to tell you, but no, they don't want to hear it. Because most of them don't believe it ever happens. They think you're puffed up, want all the attention for yourself, but if you just tell the truth, they don't understand it. I really believe that God wants to bless you. God wants to strengthen you. And God wants to commend you a few times and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You're entered into my rest. And when we enter the rest of God, this world don't have no strings to us. We're following the Spirit of the Lord. When you're burdened down with all these weights, lay aside every weight and sin, so beset us. Let us run that race with patience. We have to seek God. We never, ever get to the place that we don't have to call upon God. We're just like the Israelites, exactly like they were out there when they had the manna. They can just get it from one day at a time. And that's the way you are spiritually. I don't care how big you are. It's today. We got to seek God today. We got to serve Him this day. We got to walk in this day. But the other, the Bible says they're asleep. So if you're asleep, your faculties are not connected to what's happening. You can sleep the whole day through and you don't, someone told what happened, but you don't know yourself what did happen, because you're sleeping through it. Now is the time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The night is far spent. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of light. We need to reach God to a place that we can do the defense of God in the hour we're living in. See, the Lord could come down in a second and just get everything all in ship shape in just a second. Everybody would be wanting to take the Lord, but God won't do it. Doesn't do it that way. He moves our hearts that we might be used by Him. So when you get to where you'll never ever arrive, you just keep trying, do a little better all the time. It's Him in you that always do better. It's not yourself that does better. It's just you allowing Him to come into you to do that day. The next day, allow it, the same process again. We can get rid of all the old things of yesterday and throw away. We got to seek for that new blessing, that new touch, the new strength on the heaven. We have to deny the flesh many times. We just have to deny it. Say, flesh, get away from me. I don't want you. I don't like what I feel. And God's going to bless you for that. If you react to it that way, God's going to let you grow into His direction. That's the reason why a lot of Christians do not grow. When it starts happening, they just yield to themselves. They think that they're Superman when they're actually not even a toy ant. They're a minus. We, as God's people have made us, if you want to see how we compare, if without the Lord we have nothing to even say against Satan, he's that big, that terrible, that tremendous. He's scary, he's so big. But God has got His supernatural power. Jesus, through the cross, paid a debt, and that debt was making us, we could receive strength, that we could be adequately equipped in the day and the hour that we're living in. When we need strength, great power, we need great witness of the Spirit, we need the possibility to take place, that we know God's anointing is behind us and in us. He's going to move through us as we speak. This takes a little discipline. We have to learn to discipline our lives. The Bible says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Fret not thyself. We should not do what we don't work. Neither be thy envious of workers of iniquity. We don't even have to worry about it. No evil shall befall thee, nor plague come out of thy dwelling. Only with thine eyes shall behold, receive the reward of the wicked. The reward of the wicked is not a good thing. But God, a lot of times you'll see it. You'll say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this day. Thank you that I'm in the house of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. Continuous. Restoring my soul. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. It has to run over, over and over and over. Because we get dry very fast. You can have a blessing today. If you're not careful, you're dry tomorrow. You can be on fire today and you're not careful. You've lost the victory by tomorrow. We need that supernatural power to be able to call upon Him. He will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. We don't know. I don't care how high you get as a saint in God, there's times when you don't know. God knows. You have to react to what He knows, not what you know. I just sit back and react toward Him. And it needs to be that He makes greater jumps. But at times like today, I'll just sit back and do nothing. God's wonderful. He said He'll not allow us, He'll not allow us righteous to beg in bread. The things that we have to do in the natural, if we believe in God, He's going to do it with us. I've not seen the righteous forsaken, neither his seed begging bread. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That means God's going to supply your need. His eye is over the righteous. His ear is over the call. Their call. There's call unto me. He's telling it to us to do. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. We really don't have to be very intelligent. I found that out as a mechanic years ago. The Lord knew more about equipment than I ever thought about it. I broke a tap off the engine, and I couldn't get it out, so the Lord even told me how much on the socket that I was going to drive down there. He told me to drive it down there, to drive that socket over the stub that was broke off. I didn't even know about it. It's down inside of an engine. And that socket, if I grind it, he says it's going to snap, but it'll expand, and it'll grip that real hard. When I weld it through it, when he welds it, it's going to work. Sure enough, that's what happens. But God, the Lord knew, by grinding that just a little bit, he told me when to stop. I wasn't leaning on my own understanding. All my ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct my pathway. Until that tap comes right out in the name of Jesus. All things are possible, those who believe. Many of you out there have never seen great miracles, but miracles are something beyond our amazement. When we see God do something, it's just amazing what God can do. But you know what? Lord showed me exactly what happened. Everybody thought that all miracles had to be done in a church service. In that, we made church service sort of like a ceremony. We put a lot of self in it. We get a lot of, you sing this song and all these things. All the things that God doesn't need, we put them in there to help God out. So, Lord just got someone like me out in nowhere and talked to my heart, and I'd see miracles happen. God was for the church, yes. But the churches didn't want the Spirit. And the Spirit's what makes it work. If I had not leaned on the Spirit, I wouldn't even have, I'd had no connection with God. He was my connection. I was close to, enough to my connection. God's great. And I'll tell you, in the end of time, we're going to see the Lord come down to the Valley of Jehoshaphat. We're going to see how the elements, God's elements are going to defeat the enemy there. They're going to take 7 years to clean up the dead bodies. God's a God of gods. He has to take us as a human and connect to us some way. Well, He provided the connection through the Holy Spirit, but yet we don't want that Holy Spirit. We want to do it. That's not like going around 220 or 440, whatever it is, and want to get your hands close to that. You're going to get burnt. God makes the insulation through the Spirit. It's done through the Spirit. It's done by praising God, seeking Him. There's no one thing or the other. It's you come in that alignment with His Spirit. I didn't hear tell you tonight that you need the Spirit of God in your life every step of the way. You need His blessings. You need His concern. You need His judgment. You need His power. You need the anointing that breaks forth the yoke. You need to be led by the Spirit. But yet most of you out there say, oh, we don't need the Spirit in our church. We don't want it. I don't know about your church. Brother Freedom's one of his large churches. It said, we don't want that in our church. I'm not too sure how God's going to judge it. Because the Bible, Jesus said He would forgive anything we come in the name of Jesus. Jesus would forgive us. But He gives a warning. If you come against the Holy Ghost, you'll not be forgiven. And I believe that that's also in the fire. If you think you don't need it, that's also saying, I don't need you, God. And I believe that's enough. That's all it takes. The Holy Spirit is powerful. He's wonderful. He's so concerned. He's so glorious. He don't hurt feelings. He's blessed. He's great. He's powerful. His witness must be received by the person, the personality of the person. That God has a Spirit for me that's been able to help me, that I can do better. When I started 35, 40 years ago, I started learning if I'd pray in the Spirit for, sometimes I get to go for 3 hours driving truck before I can have to make a stop, and I'd pray in the Spirit. And I did a better job than I did when I was just doing it in the natural. I really did. When I got there, I knew exactly what was going to take place. Well, there's nothing you can get like the Spirit of God. There's nothing that compares to the Spirit of God. There's nothing that compares. I've even made part lists out. He said, can I trust Him? I said, yes, I'll trust you. And those part lists were perfect. When I made them out of myself, they were not so perfect. Lord, help me with them, but a lot of times, when He did it, it's perfect. And any time we think that we're so big shot that we don't need that, we're in trouble. The enemy has us blinded. I think he's got blinders on it. You don't want Him because the enemy wants to steal. He wants to take back your life that he once had, and he won't be glad until he takes it back. And he's working at it through disbelief, unbelief. He's going to make you where you miss heaven. That tool of unbelief is so magnified, so beyond description. But God can do the reverse on it. If you ask Him, He'll fill you with His presence, and He'll work the opposite way. He'll be a blessing to you. It's just how the way that we want to receive it. But tonight, if you want to receive it in yourself, you'll never have no power. You'll be in a day, I believe that you're going to be a day when you say, I sure wish I'd have made changes. We need the old time power. We need that old time visitation that we had that touches our heart, moves upon your spirit or your soul. The glory be upon you. The glory. You need God's glory. You need His strength. But I know that area I've touched now is where mighty mind and trouble is to America. People have bought this thing that if the Holy Spirit is just like a little, I heard it today. You know, the Holy Spirit is, you know, He's here to help us. He's here to, we put Him as a little toy. No, He's not a toy. That's the way most Christians are. Oh, we're so wonderful. You know, He gave us the Holy Spirit and it's so wonderful. No, He's the thing. He's not a thing. He's it. He's everything. He's great. And God's people must learn that. They've been duped out by the master plan from the enemy. The Holy Ghost is a tool that God can use that you can be set free, walk in victory, walk in strength every day of your life. Walk in every day of your life. He's the only tool that I know you can receive, and you'll be blessed. Full gospel ministry, I've seen that years ago. There were some of those that had never been to a spirit-filled church. Well, when they got turned on, they were turned on. When you get turned on, you'll be turned on too. It'll make you more than conquerors through Him which loves us. Greater is He that's in you than His world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God's got to give you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. You receive that power through the adoption of God, touches your heart and soul in such a mighty way that you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in spirit. We need to glorify God in our spirit. And that's the only way that can be done. That's the only way that can be done. You can't do it by memorizing scripture. You can't do it by, well, the pastor says this. That's what they try to do. No, it comes from the infilling, the move of God's Spirit mightily. He baptizes you. He fills you, thrills you, excites you. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. God bless you. I pray that God will bless you this night. But there tonight, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. You need Him with power, with strength. And if you're not an overcomer, you need to pray through until you get it. You need to pray and believe that God's going to fill you, still through you in a mighty way. Don't take, accept nothing but the best. And the Spirit of God is the best. He is the best. And He's part of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Now God the Holy Ghost, Jesus said, needful that He went away. For He go went not away, the Holy Ghost would not come. And He won't go away, went away, the Holy Ghost would come and reprove the world of sin and lift up His name. And surely He does this. He did it in the early church. He'll do it now. It's up to you to want to receive it. He's there to bless you. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that You'll bless Your people this day. In a wonderful name, I pray that they'll have victory. They'll walk in Your blessings. The blessings of the Lord to make rich and add no sorrow with it. Father, I pray that You'll strengthen them. That they might be learned to be an overcomer. They might be filled with Your power and anointing, the witness of God in their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. God bless all of you. Amen.
Amen, and thank you for your emails. We appreciate them so much. You can find the email address at the bottom of the sermons page. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.